I'm super excited to introduce to you another one of our missionaries, and his name is Giovanni Bonilla. So we're super excited to have Giovanni with us. Giovanni is from El Salvador, and he's been ministering there for quite a long time. I remember about maybe a little bit over 10 years ago, our church began to have short-term mission trips to the Dominican Republic. And I remember my dad, when he came home from one of the very first mission trips after meeting Giovanni and some of the other ministers there, he just told me what a life-changing experience it was to see what God is up to in that mission field. In the year 2019, Giovanni experienced something that we've been reading about in the book of Acts, where God called his family, he and his wife Susie and their two kids, to leave was La Libertad, where he was ministering, and to go over to a new city, San Miguel, to leave what was familiar and to pursue God's mission elsewhere through church planting and all sorts of things. He's going to share more about that as he comes up, but let me go ahead and invite you up, Giovanni. Come on up and join me. And today, Giovanni is going to be preaching in his native tongue in Spanish, and Jody De La Cruz is going to be interpreting for us. Jody was also raised in our church and spent some time in the missions field in the Dominican Republic, so I'm excited to hear from you, Giovanni, for what the Spirit has to say to our church today. Let me pray for you as we get going. Heavenly Father, I pray for your anointing on my brother in these moments. Father, that your Holy Spirit would come and would fill his lungs with the words that you have to say to us. Open up the word and give us ears to hear and eyes to see whatever it is that you have to share with us. God, that we would leave more like Christ than when we came. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. Buenos dias.
Good morning.
¿Cómo están?
How is everybody?
Mi nombre es Giovanni Bonilla. Soy del Salvador.
My name is Giovanni Bonilla, I'm from El Salvador.
El Salvador es un pequeño país en Centroamérica.
El Salvador is a very tiny country in Central America.
Somos más o menos unos 6 millones de personas.
We have about 6,000 people there.
Pero son personas que siempre reciben con mucha calidez a la gente que los visita.
But we are people that always receive people warmly. We always open our arms to them.
Así que si algún día quieren venir a El Salvador, los vamos a recibir con los brazos abiertos.
So, if any of you want to come visit us someday in El Salvador, we will receive you with open arms.
Me gustaría compartir con ustedes algunas ideas.
I'd like to share a little bit, a few ideas with you today.
Y es que el plan de Dios es que todas las personas en el mundo escuchen el Evangelio.
And we're going to talk about God's plan and how God's plan is that the entire world hears the gospel.
Y de repente estás pensando que ese plan tal vez no incluye tu vida.
And maybe you're thinking, well, that plan doesn't really include my life.
Pero déjame decirte que no. Cada uno de nosotros estamos llamados a ser parte de este plan.
But let me tell you right now, no, that's not true. Every single one of us is called to be part of that plan.
Si la pregunta es, ¿cómo lo hago?
So how do I do it?
No te preocupes, el Espíritu Santo va a guiarte para encontrar ese camino y que tú puedas servir a Dios.
But don't worry, the Holy Spirit is going to help you accomplish God's will and what he wants to do in your life.
Lo único que tú necesitas es estar dispuesto a encontrar esa forma de hacer lo que Dios quiere.
The only thing that you really need to do is to be willing and available to follow the Holy Spirit and what he wants to do.
Yo crecí, déjeme contarle un poquito acerca de mi historia.
I'd like to share a little bit about my testimony and my story.
Quizá como muchos de ustedes, crecí en una familia desintegrada.
Maybe many of you grew up in a family that was broken.
Mi papá tomó la decisión de quitarse la vida.
My dad made the decision to take his own life.
Él se suicidó cuando yo estaba en el vientre de mi madre.
He committed suicide while I was still in my mother's womb.
Ese fue un golpe duro para mi mamá y para mis hermanos.
That was a really hard blow to my mom and to my brothers, my siblings.
Y eventualmente para mí, porque crecí sabiendo que mi padre había decidido irse antes de conocerme.
And eventually that was really hard for me as well as I grew up and realized that my dad had decided to take his own life and not even know me.
Y para aquellos que han luchado con este trauma del rechazo,
and for those who have struggled with that rejection.
Déjame decirte que es sumamente difícil y complicado sentir que hubo alguien que te rechazó y tú no fuiste suficiente para esa persona.
Let me tell you, it's really hard to struggle with that and to wrestle with that idea that somebody rejected you, that somebody didn't want to know you.
Por mucho tiempo crecí con eso en mi corazón, que mi padre me había rechazado, no me quiso conocer.
So I grew up with that in my heart for a really long time, that my dad had rejected me, that he didn't want to know me.
Y eso afectó mucho mi corazón para con Dios.
And that affected my heart a lot and my relationship with God.
Yo estaba como, no quiero saber nada de ese Dios de que hablan.
I was very turned off. I didn't want to hear anything about that God.
Recuerdo que más o menos cuando tenía unos 13 años, cristianos, unos amigos de mi hermano, vinieron a mi casa.
And I remember when I was about 13 years old, some of my brother's friends came over to the house. They were Christians.
Y ellos empezaron a compartirme acerca del evangelio, las buenas noticias de salvación.
And they started to share with me the gospel and the good news about salvation.
Y fue como muy como chocante para mí, un cortocircuito, escuchar de hablar de un Dios que ama a la gente.
And it was really hard to understand. It kind of short-circuited my brain a little bit to hear a God who loves people.
Pero al mismo tiempo, ese mismo Dios había permitido que cosas feas pasaran en mi vida.
Because that same God had also allowed certain things to happen in my life, like my dad committing suicide.
Pero luego de hablar y luego que estas personas se tomaron el tiempo para explicarme.
But after talking with those friends and the time that they took to explain to me,
yo decidí poner decidí probar esto del cristianismo.
I decided to try this Christian thing, see what it was all about.
Con un montón de dudas.
With a lot of doubt.
Pero con la disposición en mi corazón de querer conocer más.
But I was willing to learn more.
Empecé a ir a la iglesia.
And I started to go to church.
Donde crecí, pues eventualmente nos enviaron a otra ciudad.
And I grew up, learned a lot, and eventually they called us to move to a different city.
Y cuando yo llego a la iglesia y veo que todos cantaban y levantaban las manos y estaban felices.
But when I was growing up and I saw people praising the Lord and lifting their hands up and clapping, and they were so happy.
Y digo, ¿por qué están tan felices?
I would ask myself, why are they so happy?
Yo no estaba tan feliz con
mi
vida.
I wasn't very happy.
Yo estaba triste y decepcionado en muchas cosas.
I was really sad. I was disillusioned.
Pero luego comprendí que las buenas noticias tratan acerca de eso.
But then I understood later on that the good news speaks to that very thing.
El evangelio, las buenas noticias, trata acerca de personas quebradas.
Because the gospel and the good news talks to people who are broken.
Y el evangelio es esas buenas noticias, es que aunque somos pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros.
And the good news is that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
Para que cuando nosotros muramos, podamos estar en la presencia de Él.
And so when we die to ourselves and we accept Christ, we get to be in His presence now.
No se trata de lo que nosotros podemos hacer para poder merecer estar en la presencia
de Dios.
It has
nothing to do with what we deserve and our worthiness to be in God's presence.
Se trata de lo que Dios ya hizo a través de Cristo en la cruz.
It's all about what God has already done through Christ on the cross.
Es solo por la fe en Cristo que tenemos acceso a Dios.
And it's only through our faith through Christ that we have access to God.
Y en la medida en que fui creciendo, fui entendiendo el llamado que Dios nos hacía de ir y de predicar ese evangelio a otras personas.
And so I grew up in that and I started to understand that God has called us to go and to preach that good news to others.
En la iglesia, pocos años después, bueno, varios años después, me casé, tuvimos dos hijos.
So, a few years later, I actually got married. We have two sons now.
Y en el 2019, recibimos este llamado de ir a una nueva ciudad, como unas 3 horas de donde nosotros estábamos sirviendo.
And back in 2019, my family received the call to actually move from our hometown and go to a new city, which is about 3 hours away.
Y estábamos bien emocionados y teníamos planes de las cosas que queríamos llegar a hacer a esa ciudad.
And we were so excited. We had so many plans that we wanted to start implementing when we got to that city.
Y entonces llegamos con Dios y decimos, Dios, mira los planes que tenemos, están súper buenos. Vamos a ir ahí a predicar el evangelio y a ser discípulos.
And so we got there and we said, God, look, we're so excited to see what you do. Look at all these plans that we have. We're going to go out. We're going to preach the gospel.
Y Dios dice, qué bonitos planes.
And God said, those are really nice plans.
Pero yo tengo otros planes para ustedes.
But I have some other plans for you.
Y la pandemia vino.
And COVID hit.
Y nadie quería pasar tiempo con personas que no conocía.
And nobody wanted to spend time with people that they didn't know.
Y estábamos en una ciudad en donde no conocíamos a nadie.
And so we were in a new city where we knew nobody.
Lejos de nuestra familia.
Far from our family.
Lejos de nuestra iglesia.
Far from our church.
Y nadie quería hablar con nosotros.
And nobody wanted to talk to us.
A veces el ministerio se torna un poco complicado.
Sometimes ministry gets a little complicated.
Y quiero hablarles acerca de estas palabras que Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos.
So I want to talk a little bit about these words that Jesus said to his disciples.
Esta es una promesa que Jesús hizo a sus discípulos cuando él estaba a punto de ascender al cielo.
This is a promise that Jesus had given to his disciples just when he was about to ascend into heaven.
Y pensemos un poco en el contexto de los judíos.
And we'll go back a little bit to the context of the Jews.
Los discípulos de Jesús estaban muy preocupados por saber cuándo Jesús iba a restablecer el reino.
The disciples were really worried and really interested in knowing when Jesus was going to establish the kingdom of Israel again.
Sí, ellos sabían en el Antiguo Testamento, ellos habían visto el reinado del rey David.
They had seen and they had known through the Old Testament, they had seen the kingdom of Israel grow with David, King David.
Y ellos querían ver el reino de Israel una vez más restablecido.
And they wanted to see the kingdom of Israel established again.
Recordemos que en ese momento los romanos tenían el poder.
Because let's remember, the Romans had the power.
En ese momento en que está sucediendo esto, los discípulos le preguntan a Jesús.
And so in that moment, when Jesus is about to ascend, the disciples ask this question to him.
Ellos preguntan, ¿vas a restablecer el reino de Israel en este tiempo?
Are you going to reestablish the kingdom of Israel now?
Y la respuesta de Jesús fue,
and Jesus' reply was,
no les toca a ustedes conocer la hora ni el momento.
He said to them, it is not for you to know the time or dates the Father has set by his own authority.
Pero,
but
you will receive power.
Vas a recibir poder.
Vas a recibir, es decir, Jesús estaba diciendo una promesa de que ellos iban a recibir el Espíritu Santo.
Jesus was making a promise that you will receive power through the Holy Spirit.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo viniera sobre sus vidas.
When the Holy Spirit comes over your life.
Y entonces, cuando el Espíritu Santo viene, nosotros somos capaces de ser testigos.
And so when the Holy Spirit comes on your life, then He equips us to become his witnesses.
Inicialmente en Jerusalén.
And it started in Jerusalem.
En toda Judea.
And then in Judea.
En Samaria.
Later in Samaria.
Y hasta lo último de la tierra.
And to the ends of the earth.
Me encanta esta palabra en el original, en el griego, poder.
I love this word power in the original Greek.
Y nos da esta idea de fortaleza o la habilidad para hacer algo.
It gives us the idea of strength and the ability to do something.
Y eso es lo que hace el Espíritu Santo.
And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does for us.
Es acerca de lo que el Espíritu Santo es capaz de hacer en nosotros.
It's all about what the Holy Spirit is able to do through us.
No lo que yo puedo hacer para Dios.
Not what I can do for God.
Es lo que Dios puede hacer a través de mí, a través del Espíritu Santo.
It's what God can do through me, through his Holy Spirit working in me.
¿Y qué es lo que hace el Espíritu Santo?
So what does the Holy Spirit do?
Nos da el poder.
He gives us the power.
Esa palabra que habla acerca de fortaleza, de la capacidad de hacer algo.
That word that talks about the strength, the ability to do something.
Los judíos, los discípulos de Cristo, se van a dar cuenta.
The disciples are going to realize.
Que ellos van a hacer cosas que jamás pensaron.
that they're going to do a lot of things that they never thought they could do.
Que ellos van a hablar con personas que jamás pensaron.
They're going to talk with people that they never thought they would talk with.
Y todo eso por el poder del Espíritu
Santo.
And
all of that because of the power through the Holy Spirit.
Porque él quiere que nosotros seamos testigos.
So why does he want us to be witnesses then?
Esa palabra en el original del da la idea acerca de ser mártires o testigos.
That word in the original, the witness, that means to be an eyewitness, somebody who has witnessed the accounts, who has seen what has gone on.
Y ellos van a ser testigos de las cosas que Jesús había hecho.
And they're going to witness to what Christ has done.
Pero de las cosas que el Espíritu Santo iba a hacer a través de ellos.
But also what the Holy Spirit is going to do through them, they will witness.
¿Dónde?
Be a witness. And where are they going to do that?
Everywhere.
Por todo parte.
Por todos lados. Por todos lados.
Everywhere.
Quiero compartir algunas ideas con ustedes.
I want to share an idea with you here.
Mis hermanos, no se trata acerca de lo que nosotros podemos hacer.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not about what we can do.
Piensa en esta pregunta. ¿Por qué el Señor promete poder a sus discípulos?
Think about this question. Why does Jesus promise power to his disciples?
Él estuvo con ellos 3 años.
He was with them for 3 years.
Él les había enseñado varias cosas.
He had taught them a lot of different things.
Jesús pudo pensar, bueno, están listos para hacer las cosas.
Jesus could have said, yeah, you guys are ready.
Pero él les dice, no, ustedes van a recibir poder.
But he said, you're not ready.
Porque
you need the Holy Spirit.
Necesitan poder.
You need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hay cosas que uno no puede hacer sino a través del Espíritu Santo.
There are things that we simply cannot do if we do not have the Holy Spirit with us.
Yo vengo de un país sumamente pobre.
I come from a very poor country.
Mucha violencia.
There's a lot of violence.
Muchos de los jóvenes con los niños que yo crecí están muertos.
A lot of the kids and the teenagers that I grew up with are dead.
O están en la cárcel.
Or they're in prison.
Y aquí estoy yo.
And here I am.
Compartiéndole a un montón de bellas personas en los Estados Unidos.
Sharing with all of you here in the United States of America.
No trata acerca de mí.
It's not about what I've done.
It's about the power of the Holy Spirit, right? Wow. Debo confesar que me sentía nervioso.
I have to confess, I'm a little bit nervous.
Pero yo tengo esta conversación con Dios.
But I've had this conversation with God.
Señor, donde quieras que yo vaya.
Lord, wherever I go.
Yo voy a ir.
I will go.
Así que pon tus palabras en mi boca.
So put your words in my mouth.
Y no se trata acerca de nuestras capacidades.
It has nothing to do with what we are able to do.
No se trata de ser un buen comunicador.
It's not about being a good communicator.
Se trata acerca de lo que el Espíritu Santo puede hacer a través de nosotros.
It's all about what the Holy Spirit can do through us.
Piensa acerca de este pasaje en Juan capítulo 14.
So look at this passage from John 14.
That Jesús está enseñando acerca de el Espíritu Santo que iba a venir sobre ellos.
Jesus is talking to the disciples and he's teaching them about the Holy Spirit, telling them.
Y la Biblia dice, todo esto se los digo ahora que estoy con ustedes, pero el Consolador, el Espíritu Santo, a quien el Padre envía en mi nombre, les enseñará todas las cosas.
So all of this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things.
Me encanta esta palabra, el abogado, el que intercede por nosotros.
I love this word, the Advocate, the one who intercedes for us.
Que camina, que está con nosotros.
That walks with us, who is with us.
Que nos da el poder para hacer cosas y decir cosas.
And he gives us the power to do things, to say things.
Dice, él nos enseñará, él les enseñará cosas, le dice Jesús a sus discípulos.
Jesus told his disciples that the Advocate will teach us things.
Y piensen un momento en eso.
So think about this for a minute.
Ellos no tenían mucha idea de lo que era el plan de Dios, la iglesia.
They didn't have a lot of knowledge and they didn't know what was coming about God's plan, which was the church.
Pablo, el apóstol Pablo en Efesios.
Paul, writing to the Ephesians.
Nos va a explicar el misterio de Dios acerca de la iglesia.
He explains to us a little bit of the mystery of Christ and the church.
Que de dos pueblos él iba a ser uno solo.
From two different groups of people, he was going to make one group.
Judíos y gentiles en una solo cuerpo.
Jews and Gentiles mixed into one body.
Y la cabeza de es Cristo.
And the head of that body is Christ.
Y eso es la iglesia.
And that's the church.
Y eso es de lo que somos parte nosotros.
And that's what we are all part of.
Y ellos tenían que recordar ciertas cosas también.
And they had to remember certain things as
well. ¿Cuántos de ustedes olvidan cosas fácilmente?
How many of you forget things easily?
That's me.
Soy yo.
Yo necesito recordar cosas.
I need to remember things.
Necesito aprender cosas.
I need to learn things.
Tengo que reconocer que no lo sé todo.
I have to admit, I don't know everything.
Estoy en un camino de conocer a Dios.
I'm on a path of knowing God.
Y aún lo que yo conozco, probablemente se me olvide.
And even the things that I do know, I forget sometimes.
Pero el Espíritu Santo está en nuestra vida para recordarnos esas cosas.
But the Holy Spirit is in our lives to remind us of those things.
Algunas veces va a ser difícil.
Sometimes it's going to be hard.
Tenemos que lidiar con muchas cosas.
We've got to work through a lot of different things.
Una de las primeras cosas que tenemos que entender es que el Señor quiere hacernos libres.
But one of the first things that we have to understand is that the Lord wants to make us free.
Estábamos hablando con una persona en San Miguel y estábamos compartiendo el Evangelio.
There was a person in San Miguel that we were sharing a lot of, and we were sharing the gospel with them.
Estábamos compartiendo acerca de esta idea que Dios nos ama incondicionalmente más allá de lo que nosotros hemos hecho.
And we were sharing with them this idea that God loves us unconditionally and he loves us more than what we've done.
Y para esta persona era tan complicado creer eso.
And for this person, it was so hard to understand that idea.
Quizá ella lo entendía, pero no lo creía.
And maybe they understood and they could grasp the idea, but they didn't believe it.
Y mis hermanos, esto es así. El evangelio es fácil de entender.
And brothers, this is the gospel. It's very easy to understand.
Pero es difícil de creer.
But sometimes it's really hard to believe.
Recuerdo que insistíamos, recibe a Cristo, cree esto. Y ella decía, no, no quiero.
And I remember we would always encourage them, like, just give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. And they would always resist and they'd say, no, no.
Decidimos con mi esposa dejar de hacerle presión y ya no seguir hablando al respecto.
And so my wife and I decided we would just kind of drop the subject and we would leave them alone and we wouldn't
solo disfrutar de la amistad que teníamos.
And just enjoy the friendship that we had with that person.
Hasta que una noche.
Until one night.
Ella vino a nosotros.
She came to our house.
Y dijo, yo quiero recibir a Cristo.
And she told us, I want to accept the Lord.
Quiero abrir mi corazón.
I want to open my heart.
Quiero recibir esto.
I want to receive that.
Recuerda lo que dice Juan.
Remember what John says.
Más a todos a los que le recibieron.
To all who believed in him.
Y a los que creen en su nombre.
And believe in his name.
Dios les dio el poder de ser llamados hijos de Dios.
He gave them the right to be called children of God.
El Espíritu Santo va a enseñarte cosas.
The Holy Spirit is going to teach you things.
El Espíritu Santo va a recordarte cosas.
The Holy Spirit is going to remind you of things.
El Espíritu Santo quiere usar tu vida.
And the Holy Spirit wants to use your life.
No es acerca de lo que nosotros podemos hacer.
It's not what we can do.
Es acerca de lo que Dios puede hacer a través de nosotros.
It's all about what God can do through us.
No son mis palabras.
It's not my words.
Es el poder del Espíritu Santo.
It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo nos equipa para testificar.
The Holy Spirit equips us to testify.
Me encanta esta piensa un poco acerca de esto. ¿Por qué Jesús necesita testigos?
So I love this. Just to think about, why does Jesus need witnesses?
Jesús necesita personas que estén dispuestas a compartir lo que han visto.
Jesus asks for people to be willing to testify to what they have seen.
Y aquí tu vida es sumamente importante.
And your life is very important.
Porque estoy seguro que tú has visto obrar a Dios de maneras increíbles.
Because I am sure that you have seen God work in marvelous ways.
Y quiero decirte que Dios quiere usar eso para poder compartir el evangelio con otros.
And I want to tell you that God wants to use that story, your story, to share the gospel with others.
¿Recuerdan el apóstol Pablo?
Remember the apostle Paul.
Él era un persona que perseguía la iglesia y los trataba mal.
He was a person who persecuted the church.
Pero una vez tuvo ese encuentro con Jesús,
but then he had that encounter with Jesus.
Él cambió su perspectiva.
And it changed his perspective.
Y el Espíritu Santo empezó a dirigir su vida.
And the Holy Spirit started to guide his life.
En cierta oportunidad, él está testificando delante de un rey llamado Agripa.
And so in one moment, the Apostle Paul is testifying before King Agrippa.
Y está contando acerca de cómo tuvo esta experiencia con Jesús.
And he was telling the king this experience that he had with Jesus.
Que iba en un camino y de repente una luz resplandeció.
That he was on the road to Damascus and all of a sudden there was this great bright light.
Y todos cayeron al suelo.
And they fell to the ground.
Y él preguntó, ¿quién eres, Señor?
And then he asked, who are you, Lord?
Jesús dijo, yo soy el que tú estás persiguiendo.
And Jesus said, I'm Jesus, the one that you are persecuting.
Ahora, ponte de pie, me he aparecido a ti a fin de designarte como siervo y testigo.
Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appointed you, or I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me.
Me encantan esas dos palabras que describen el ministerio del apóstol Pablo.
I love these two words that Paul talks about.
Un siervo.
Servant.
Y un testigo.
And a witness.
La misma palabra que encontramos en Hechos capítulo 1 versículo 8.
The same word that we see in Acts 1:8.
Y eso, de eso se trata nuestra vida.
And that's what our life is about.
Acerca de ser testigo de lo que Dios ha hecho.
Being a witness of what God has done.
Y mira lo importante que es el trabajo de ser testigos.
And look how important this work of being a witness is.
Y dice, yo te he rescatado para que tú puedas ser testigo delante de gentiles y de judíos.
So look here in Acts 26. It says, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles, and I am sending you them to open their eyes and turn them from the darkness to the light, to be a witness.
Vean la importancia de ser testigos.
We see that importance of being a witness.
Estamos hablando de la oportunidad de abrir los ojos de personas.
We're talking about the opportunity to open the eyes of people.
Que están viviendo en oscuridad.
That are living in darkness.
Quizá tú estuviste viviendo un tiempo en oscuridad.
Maybe you've had a moment where you've been living in darkness.
Yo recuerdo mis tiempos de oscuridad.
I remember living in darkness.
Venía de una familia en donde el suicidio fue una realidad.
I was part of a family where the suicide was a reality.
Y yo intenté quitarme la vida también.
And I even tried to take my own life.
Mi papá lo hizo, ¿por qué yo no?
My dad did it, why couldn't I do it?
¿Por qué las cosas tienen que ser diferentes?
Why do things have to be different?
Hasta que un día alguien llegó y me compartió acerca del amor de Dios.
Until one day somebody came and they shared with me about God's love.
Y me ayudó de pasar de tener de tener una vida bajo la influencia de Satanás para pasar a una vida donde Dios me va a influenciar.
And they helped me to pass from a life that was full of darkness and Satan to a life that was full of light and Christ.
Y entonces yo fui capaz de recibir perdón de pecados.
And so I was able to receive that forgiveness of my sins.
Y entonces tuve un lugar dentro de la dinámica o el plan de Dios, que es la iglesia.
And so then I was able to belong to that place, that part of God's plan, which is the church.
Por la fe.
For faith, es by faith.
Es que solo por la fe.
It's only by faith.
Que podemos estar en la presencia de Dios.
That we can be in God's presence.
Si puedes orar por nuestro país, ora para que el Señor revele ese entendimiento, el evangelio claro.
If you guys could pray for our country, pray that God would reveal with clarity the gospel.
Mucha gente cree que la salvación es por fe más obras.
Many people believe that salvation is faith and works.
Muchas personas están viendo las obras para ver si hay evidencia de salvación.
There's a lot of people who are doing works just to prove their salvation.
Y están creyendo que esa vida de justicia un día los va a poner delante de la presencia de Dios.
And so they believe that because of all these works that they've done, one day they'll be able to stand before God as worthy.
Y no existe nada que nosotros podamos hacer para ser salvos.
but it's nothing that we can do that we can deserve forgiveness.
That we can simplemente deserve la obra de Cristo.
It's only what Christ has done.
El Espíritu Santo nos capacita para ser testigos.
And so the Holy Spirit equips us to be witness.
Y algunas veces eso va a ser en un ambiente sumamente hostil.
Sometimes that's going to be in a really difficult, hostile environment.
Las cosas no van a ser como nosotros quisiéramos que fueran.
And things aren't going to be like we wanted them to be.
Cuando en 2019 estábamos a punto de irnos a San Miguel.
Back in 2019, when we were getting ready to move to San Miguel.
Mi mamá básicamente crió, ella ayudó a criar a uno de mis sobrinos.
My mother had helped raise one of her grandchildren, one of my nephews.
Y en septiembre de ese año, mi sobrino enfermó.
And in September of that same year, my nephew got sick.
Y nosotros pensamos, no, va a ser algo sencillo, no hay problema.
And we didn't think it was any big deal.
Recuerdo que yo lo llevé al hospital.
And I remember I actually took him to the hospital.
Y todavía le hice la broma y le dije, hey, hacete el enfermo para que te hagan caso.
And I even made a joke and I said, hey, make sure that you look sick so they actually look at you and take care of you.
Y él sonrió.
And he laughed.
Y esa fue la última vez que lo vi.
And that was the last time that I saw him.
5 días después él estaba muerto.
5 days later he passed away.
Y mi mamá estaba destruida.
And my mom was the one who had raised him.
Y nosotros ya teníamos todo el plan para irnos a esta nueva ciudad.
And we had all these plans to move to a new city.
Y una de las cosas que más me dolió fue dejar a mi mamá ahí con todo este luto y dolor.
And one of the hardest things for me was to move and to leave my mom with all of that pain.
Pero al mismo tiempo sabíamos que había la necesidad de ir y de predicar el evangelio.
And even through that, we knew that God had called us and there was that need to go to San Miguel and to preach the gospel.
De hacer discípulos para Cristo.
And to make disciples for Christ.
Aun cuando las cosas no están bien.
Even when things aren't good.
Aun cuando las cosas no están dentro del plan.
Even when things aren't inside our plans.
El Espíritu Santo nos capacita para hacer estas cosas.
The Holy Spirit helps us do these things.
No se trata de lo que nosotros podemos hacer.
It's not what we can do.
Se trata de lo que Dios puede hacer a través de nosotros.
It's all about what God can do through us.
Mi mamá ahora está mucho mejor.
My mom now, today, is a lot better.
Ha logrado procesar mucho lo que pasó.
She's been able to process through a lot of that grief and think what happened.
Ella ha sido una mujer de oración, una guerrera de oración en nuestras vidas.
She's been a prayer warrior in our lives.
Admiro su fe. Admiro la fe de mi madre.
I admire the faith of my mom.
Ella dice, tienes que ir a San Miguel.
She told us, you have to go to San Miguel.
Tienes un propósito que cumplir.
You have a purpose there.
No te preocupes por mí.
Don't worry about me.
Solo el Espíritu Santo nos capacita para hacer estas cosas.
Only the Holy Spirit equips us to do those things.
Porque necesitamos testificar acerca del amor de Dios.
Because we need to testify to God's love.
Es complicado a veces.
Sometimes it's complicated.
Pero las personas necesitan recibir perdón de pecados.
But people need to hear about the forgiveness of sins.
Y eso te incluye a ti.
And that includes you.
Y eso me incluye a mí.
And that includes me.
El objetivo es alcanzar al mundo entero.
The goal is to reach the whole world.
Piensa acerca de esto. ¿Por qué Jesús tenía esta idea de expansión?
Think about this. Why does Jesus have this idea of expansion?
En la mente de los judíos era, bueno, de nosotros son los profetas, la ley, es decir, todo era para los judíos.
The Jews thought, well, you know, we've had the prophets, we've had the law, it's us, it's all about us.
Y ellos ahora tenían que cambiar de mentalidad.
And now they had to change their mentality.
Porque los planes de Jesús no era solo bendecir a los judíos.
Because it wasn't just Jesus' plan to bless the people of Israel.
There is a promise from God in the first book of the Bible, Genesis.
Hay una promesa en el primer libro de Génesis.
Que dice, en ti serán benditas todas las naciones de la tierra.
That says, all of the world will be blessed through you,
Y esa promesa Dios la hace a Abraham.
That promise God gave to Abraham.
Y el cumplimiento de esa promesa es Cristo Jesús.
And that accomplishment was through Christ.
Que a través de Jesús todas las naciones de la tierra iban a ser
and
benditas.
And through Christ all the nations of the world would be blessed.
Y esas son las buenas noticias de salvación a
and
través de Jesús.
That's the good news of salvation.
Y la gente necesita saber eso allá afuera.
And the people outside need to hear that.
We need to pray, right?
Necesitamos orar.
El apóstol Pablo le escribe a Timoteo.
The apostle Paul, he writes to Timothy.
Él está hablando acerca de la importancia acerca de orar por todos los hombres.
And he's talking about the importance to pray for everyone everywhere.
Y él le dice, this is good, esto es bueno.
And he says, this is good, esto es bueno.
Orar por todas las personas.
To pray for all people.
Porque esto agrada a Dios, nuestro Salvador.
Because this pleases God, our Savior.
El cual quiere que todas las personas sean salvas.
And he wants all people to be saved.
Y que lleguen al conocimiento de la verdad.
And to come to a knowledge of the truth.
Porque solo hay un mediador entre Dios y los hombres.
Because there is only one God and one mediator between God and mankind.
Jesucristo.
And that's Jesus Christ.
Y ese es el Evangelio.
And that's the gospel.
Y ese es el llamado que tenemos de testificar.
And that's the calling that we have to testify about.
Dios quiere que todos se salven.
God wants everybody to be saved.
Pero no todos se van a salvar.
Not everyone will be saved.
Porque no todos van a querer creer.
Not everybody's going to want to believe.
Pero la responsabilidad nuestra es predicar el evangelio.
But our responsibility is to simply preach the gospel.
Todo es acerca de Cristo.
Everything is about Christ.
Piensa cuando Cristo caminaba entre las multitudes.
Think about when Christ walked among the multitudes of people.
Y él decía, tengo compasión de las personas.
And he said he had compassion for those people.
Porque parecen como ovejas que no tienen pastor.
Because they look like they have their sheep without a shepherd.
Quiero que pienses en esas personas que están alrededor de ti.
I want you to think about the people that you have around you now.
Vecinos.
Neighbors,
amigos,
friends,
familiares,
relatives.
Piensa en todas esas personas.
Think about all of those people.
Todas esas personas necesitan a Cristo.
All those people need Christ.
Aun cuando esas personas sonríen,
even when those people are laughing, smiling,
están rotas por dentro.
They're broken inside.
Ellas necesitan un Salvador.
And they need a Savior.
Ellos necesitan a Cristo.
And they need Christ.
Y ese es el evangelio.
And that's the gospel.
Y nosotros estamos llamados a llevar ese evangelio.
And we are called to bring that gospel to people.
Y nosotros estamos llamados a orar por esas personas.
And we're called to pray for those people.
Así que voy a retarte a que ores por esas personas.
So I'm going to challenge you to pray for those people.
Ora por esas personas para que Dios,
for those people, that God,
para que Dios les dé esa oportunidad de escuchar el evangelio.
That God will give them that opportunity to hear the gospel.
Y una vez que ellos han escuchado el evangelio,
and once they've heard the gospel,
que puedan creer en el evangelio.
That they can believe the gospel.
Pablo dice, y ustedes habiendo oído el evangelio,
Paul says to those that those who have heard the gospel,
y que lo han creído,
and those who have believed,
han sido sellados con el Espíritu Santo.
They have been sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Todos nosotros tenemos el Espíritu Santo.
We have the Holy Spirit.
We have the power.
We have the power.
Tenemos el poder para ser testigos de Cristo y de las cosas que ha hecho.
We have the power to be witnesses of what Christ has done for us.
Piensa en esas personas, ora por ellas esta semana.
So think about those people around you. Pray for them.
Y cuando Dios te dé la oportunidad de testificarles acerca del amor de Cristo,
and when God gives you that opportunity to testify about his love,
be brave.
Think what I.
Comparte tu testimonio.
Share your story.
Yo sé que es difícil.
I know it's hard.
Cada vez es más complicado hacerlo.
It gets complicated sometimes.
Pero es nuestro llamado el hacerlo.
But it's our calling to do so.
Jesús les dijo a sus discípulos,
Jesus said to his disciples,
la cosecha es abundante.
The harvest is great.
Y los obreros son pocos.
But the workers are few.
Es grandioso ver cómo Dios está usando personas alrededor del mundo.
It's amazing to see how God is using people all around the world.
Ayer estuvimos con los misioneros que ustedes como iglesia están apoyando. Gracias por eso.
Yesterday we were able to be with some of the missionaries that Church of the Open Door is supporting. Thank you for your support.
Y es increíble cómo la palabra, el mensaje está llegando a lugares en donde no podemos imaginar.
And it's amazing to hear how God's word is reaching places that we can't even imagine.
Dios está usando personas para dedicar su vida y traducir la Biblia a lenguajes como el Quechua.
And God is using people, and people are giving their lives to translating the Bible into different languages that still don't have God's word, like the Quechua language in Peru.
Podemos imaginar eso. Hay personas que no tienen una copia de la Biblia.
Can you imagine that there are people still who do not have a copy of the Bible in their own language?
Nosotros tenemos más de una versión en nuestro idioma.
We have more than one version of the Bible in our language.
Pero hay personas afuera que no tienen una.
And there's still people who don't even have one.
Jesús dijo, la mies, la cosecha es mucha, los obreros pocos.
Jesus said that the harvest is great, but the workers are few.
Oren al Señor para que envíe más obreros.
So pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send more workers.
Yo no sé dónde Dios te va a llamar.
I don't know where God's going to call you.
Probablemente va a empezar con algo local.
He'll probably start with something local.
Como Jerusalén.
Like in Jerusalem with the disciples.
Probablemente luego es más regional como Judea.
Maybe he'll call you a little bit broader, like Judea was a region, maybe Lorain County.
Probablemente después vamos a llegar a un área más grande como Samaria.
Maybe it'll even get to a broader place, like Samaria was out on the outskirts.
O probablemente Dios te va a enviar a un lugar por ahí lejos en el mundo.
Or maybe God will send you far away in one part of the world.
Porque la idea de Cristo es que el evangelio se expanda hasta cada rincón de la tierra.
Because Jesus's plan was to reach every corner of the world.
Y eso te incluye a ti.
And that includes you.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Señor, gracias por este tiempo.
Lord, thank you so much for this time.
Gracias por todos esos misioneros alrededor del mundo.
Thank you for all the missionaries around the world.
Que están predicando tu palabra.
That are preaching your word.
Están predicando el evangelio.
That are preaching the gospel.
Muchos de ellos están ofreciendo sus vidas.
Many of them are giving up their lives.
Fortalécelos.
Strengthen them.
Pon palabras en sus bocas.
Put your words in their mouth.
Para cuando toque testificar de tu amor y misericordia.
And when it comes their time to testify of your grace and your mercy.
Con valentía podamos decir, aquí estamos.
May they be able to say, and may we be able to say with courage, para, here we are.
Para defender el mensaje.
To defend the message.
Para proclamar el mensaje.
To proclaim the message.
Para que otros puedan conocer a Cristo.
So others can know of Christ.
Oramos por todas esas personas alrededor de nosotros.
We pray for all the people around us, Lord.
Que todavía no te conocen.
That still don't know you.
Dales una oportunidad.
Give them that opportunity.
De conocerte.
To know you.
De escuchar tu mensaje.
To listen to your word.
Y de que puedan creer en ese mensaje.
And that they can believe that message.
Señor, que seamos tus manos y tus pies.
Lord, may we be your hands and your feet.
Y que tu Espíritu Santo nos guíe.
And may your Holy Spirit guide us.
Nos enseñe.
To teach us.
Y nos recuerde.
And remind us.
Las cosas que son ciertas.
The things that are true.
Y las maneras en que podemos bendecir la vida de otros.
And the ways that we can bless others.
Bendice esta iglesia.
Bless this church.
Bendice todos los Estados Unidos.
Bless the United States of America.
Y bendice todas las naciones donde tu evangelio se está predicando.
And bless all the nations of the world where your word.
Gracias por la oportunidad de servirte.
Thank you for the privilege and the honor to serve you.
Y de ser tus testigos.
And to be your witnesses.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.